you say you'll meet me in Montreal? Don't you hear its romantic call? You will say, c'est toujours gay. Please say you'll meet me à Montréal.
According to Faden's Wallpaper City Guide, Montreal, for 100 years, Montreal was the economic powerhouse of Canada. Then, in the late 1960s and 1970s, Quebec nationalism and the Anglophone reaction to it saw businesses, wealth, and jobs flee the city as the corporate elite moved to Toronto. Endless constitutional wrangling didn't help, and the city spent almost two decades in the economic doldrums. Its appeal as a tourist destination rested largely on its proximity to the American market, a kind of Europe without the jet lag. It also had a reputation as something of a party town, dating from the 1920s boozers dodging U.S. prohibition. The change in the last decade has been dramatic. Montreal has rebuilt its economy on the back of creative industries such as film production, computer games, and even circus skills. And it is proud of its UNESCO designation as a city of design. Urban regeneration in the inner city has also taken the form of boutique hotels, style-led eateries, and a plethora of stores offering the best in avant-garde furniture, accessories, and clothes. The city has invested heavily in arts festivals, and this approach, which has run from hosting the Gay Olympics to comedy events and fireworks competitions, has paid off. The city feels like an electric, buzzy place to be. And the thing that caused Montreal all the problems, its francophone exceptionalism, is now its greatest strength. From its fabulous restaurants to its open approach to visitors, it supplies the best of France and the best of Canada.
My name is Charlie Lewis, and you, my listener friends, will be joining me in my life as I live it, or details of it I decide to share with you all. For your listening to radio, conjuring up pictures in your imagination purposes, how about you go with this? I'm 34 years old, small-town Ontario farm boy who escaped Toronto to make good, and I guess I did okay. I can admit that I'm a child trapped in a fast-approaching middle-aged body, and it shows in more ways than I'm able to count, and yes, I'm counting. I'm tall, that resigned state between thin and pudgy, brown eyes, brown thinning hair. I'm single, and yes, that's a long story, but for your purposes, right now, single. I'm still handsome enough to not abandon all hope just yet. I'm in advertising, and right now as you hear this, I'm stuck in Montreal.
Me rendre folle, me provoquer, me déchaîner. Tu sais me faire bouger, me donner le goût de toi. Tu sais comment jouer, me posséder, me manœuvrer. Tu sais manipuler mes rêves et mon goût de toi. Même si tu m'épuises, je reste sous l'emprise. Même si tu m'étourdis, je t'aime dégourdi. Avec toi, mes roules pis. Avec toi, mes arrêts pis. Pour t'aimer, pour durer, pour t'être coulé dans l'acier. Avec toi, il faut être inoxydable. Tu sais comment plaire, te donner tout à moi. Tu sais te convaincre. si tard.
The company I work for, Tamita Stark and Barclay Creative, has sent me here to Montreal to meet one-on-one with a very difficult client and then work with him in devising a marketing plan. A private art collector who perhaps you've heard of, maybe, his name is Alain Barabé, is staging a big-time exhibition of Canadian Aboriginal work at the ROM in 2010, or so the plan goes. There's government money all over this thing, and with Canadian politics being so volatile these days and governments not being too friendly to the arts, one funding cut and the whole thing goes to crap. So that means low budget and walking on eggshells all over the place, and the great chance that we could do a ton of rather creative work with that low budget, and the whole thing goes poof like it never happened at all. We've been hired to promote it, and that means dealing with the collector, and he's eccentric, to put it mildly. And he's insisting that he's in on every meeting involving his collection, and he gets final say on everything. So I've been holed up here in Montreal waiting for him to get back from some extended sweat house session up around Chibougamau for the last 5 days. Every morning I call his office and check in with his people, and they tell me, il est en vacances, or any day now, and nothing happens. No return calls, no news on his plans or whereabouts or anything. It's really getting to the point where I'm wondering if Alain Barabé exists as a human being at all. Today, my company decided to give me something else to do other than try to tread water with my very limited French watching local TV or hanging out in the bars on Saint Laurent. They sent me out to sit in on a shoot for a salad dressing print ad, a light salad dressing. So, yeah, models who don't give a damn, and God forbid, Terrence Mulcahy as the photographer. And I soon realized that my job now was to steer Terrence away from hijacking what was approved back in Toronto with his new vision of the ad, involving a nude female model covering up her parts with a bottle of light salad dressing. Yeah.